Support for this KQED podcast comes from Bay Meadows, an urban village in San Mateo. Fitness and movies in the park, Caltrain, artisan eateries, fun for the kids, all just a hop from your front door. Homes now selling and leasing, baymeadows.com.
Good morning. I'm Queen Akim, and this is the California Report. Governor Jerry Brown signed physician-assisted suicide into law yesterday. California is the fifth and most populous state in the nation to do so. The California Report's health reporter April Niboski brings us more.
If there is such a thing as an ideal death, Christy White has imagined what it would be for her.
I really would like to be at my farm, which is absolutely beautiful. You know, if somebody could fashion my bed underneath the oak tree, or, you know, let me lay in the hammock in the shade underneath the tree, you know, that would just be the perfect ideal thing for me.
White has leukemia. It's in remission now, but through all the chemo and operations, she's thought a lot about the point when she has no more options.
I'd probably require daily transfusions, and I'd have to be at the hospital. And I don't want to go through that 4 or 5 month process that it's going to take for my body to shut down and for me to die.
She wants to have more control. She wants to be able to take a lethal dose of medication so she can pass away peacefully at home, surrounded by acres of pears and grapes and her family.
Well, the cat has to be there for sure in my lap. That's very important.
Now Christy White can have the death she wants. Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation that allows patients with 6 months left to live to ask their doctors for life-ending drugs. Brown said in a statement that he considered opposition materials carefully, but in the end, he asked himself what he would want if he faced a prolonged, excruciating death. He said he would want options, and so he couldn't deny this option for others.
I'm disappointed and sad. I'm worried.
Opponents like Marg Hall say some people could be hurt by the new law.
While the proponents talk about choice, many people with disabilities or folks who are marginalized and experience disparities with health care currently have very limited options.
Hall and other disability rights advocates worry that people could be pressured or coerced into taking the life-ending drugs instead of pursuing more expensive, life-sustaining treatments.
It's a very cheap option. To add this to the mix is dangerous.
Oregon legalized medically assisted suicide in 1997. Since then, there have been no documented cases of abuse. But Luis Alvarado of Californians Against Assisted Suicide says the population here is different.
We have a greater community of undocumented. We have a greater community of poor people who don't have access to insurance, who don't have the freedom or the ability to get maybe a second opinion.
Religious groups also oppose the bill, saying any deliberate shortening of one's life is sinful. But authors emphasize that taking the medication is purely optional and that the law includes a list of safeguards to protect against abuse. Assemblywoman Susan Eggman says for those who are already dying, this new law can provide peace of mind.
That you don't have to worry about if the process will become death will become too scary, that you can live more fully.
Christy White was driving home from a weekend at her farm when she heard the governor sign the bill. She says she's relieved that the vision she has for her final days is now a possibility. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.
The California Supreme Court is hearing a case today on whether lawmakers can use propositions to basically poll voters. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk reports.
The larger question before the high court is whether state lawmakers are allowed to use elections to gauge voter sentiment, or if ballot measures should be limited to actual changes in the law. Last year, the justices removed Prop 49 from the ballot. The measure polled voters, asking if Congress should overturn Citizens United, a federal court ruling allowing corporations to spend unlimited amounts of money on political campaigns. Now, state lawmakers have a chance to make their case before the high court. If the justices side with the legislature, voters could be asked to weigh in on the Citizens United question next year. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
It's expected to be sunny and in the 80s in Southern California this week, but the potential for heavy El Nino winter storms has emergency planners acting now to make sure some of the region's most vulnerable residents stay safe. Here's the California Report's LA Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas.
About an hour and a half north of downtown L.A. is the Antelope Valley, a working-class desert community. It can broil in the summer and freeze in the winter.
We're a desert. It's the beginning of the Mojave Desert.
State Assemblyman Tom Lackey represents the Antelope Valley.
And so people that don't have shelter, not just discomfort, it's a matter of survival.
Lackey is among those who pressed L.A. County to turn over control of a vacant medical center so a local nonprofit can create a temporary winter shelter in the Antelope Valley. It's one of a constellation of additional emergency shelters across L.A. County that will be up and running in just 2 weeks, more than a month ahead of schedule. They'll offer bed space for about 600 more people than the county can usually shelter and additional services.
The idea is to get the homeless connected with the resources they need.
Tony Bell is spokesman for County Supervisor Mike Antonovich.
To ensure that they are interfacing with mental health care and substance abuse professionals to get recovery services as well as health care.
Supervisors also set aside an additional $50 million for other homeless services across L.A. County. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
And finally, Twitter has a new CEO, the interim and once former CEO, Jack Dorsey. Dorsey was ousted from the chief executive position at the 140-character messaging site he co-founded 7 years ago. He went on to start up Square, the mobile payment company where he's currently in charge. Dorsey will serve as CEO of both Square and Twitter, and that's drawing comparisons to another CEO who was also ousted from the company he co-founded, only to return without giving up control of his new venture, Pixar. Of course, we're talking about, you guessed it, Steve Jobs. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, October 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queen Akim. This is a California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. Bayer, committed to the Bay Area, the next generation of scientists, and its global patient community. Bayer, science for a better life. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.